You know what? Fifth place really isn't that bad when you think about it. I mean, you're not last, but you're not first. But, you know, you don't have to impress anybody here.
But, Pano,
I thought the music was going to continue. It's so good.
Pano, did you know that if you ain't first, you're last?
Well, you know, first is the worst, and second is the best, and third is the one with the hairy chest.
Pano, what's fifth?
Fourth is the one with the... God, fourth is... Guys, is it hot in here? Is it just me?
Or fourth is, I got him actually sweaty. Linda, help!
He wasn't ready.
We're emotionally traumatizing him.
Fifth. God, I hate you all.
Well, since this is our new cold open,
watch
the anime, because it's a good one! Okay, now we can start the episode.
Oh. Oh, isn't that the intro to our...
No, it's...
Now drop Dio's mask in the water in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, great. Fuck, that water was really hard.
Well,
that was great.
Guys, you know, I hope you realize that's going to be the opening for this episode.
It's dim a darn, dude. I felt good about that one.
With that.
Oh,
that'll
absolutely
be the April Fools.
The town ain't big enough for the three of us.
That's what I said! Why does it work this time?
I'm going
back to the space station.
I'm going to shoot you, but not really. I'm only going to shoot you a little bit.
Oh no, you're a dangerous man. You're not gonna kill me, but I'm still gonna spread rumors about you.
Draw!
Shot. You nutted
what if
me.
That's what happened every time Bash encountered someone. They just nutted really hard.
Well, guys, welcome to the Fucky Anime Podcast. That was the opening. We hated it. You hated it too, but don't worry about it because it's always bad.
And we're lovable. Well,
we're just setting up proper expectations. We decided that the previous iterations of the opening were too good, set up too high standards, and we realized our mistakes and have corrected it.
Yeah, my bad,
thank
guys.
You for your patience.
I know we really ate the shit on that one, so I'll make sure next time.
That
we'll
was
get
a good
it.
Episode.
No.
Oh. No. Okay. This week. We watched Trigun, and before we start, you might have already heard it before this, but watch it. Like, this is going to be our first legitimate, like, spoiler warning. Like, there's a lot of good shit that you need to watch firsthand. And if you should do it, you should.
Yes, yes, please.
And it's on YouTube, so watch it there.
It's literally all on YouTube for free.
It's everywhere.
Yes.
But it's not on Crunchyroll. It's not on Crunchyroll.
More like stinky roll.
I mean, if it's on
sponsor
YouTube,
us.
You got okay. him.
Okay, well, we did it. It's okay.
What did we watch?
We watched Cowboy Bebop.
No way.
We watched Triple.
Everybody getting the stuff together. Okay.
Yeah, guys, it's us, the Funky Anime Podcast. The person standing right in the middle of the corridor of the town. That's me. I'm my hands on my gun. That's nice. I'm about to draw.
What a handsome pose.
The screaming woman closing the blinds. Well, that's a Pino.
Oh my god! Oh no! Wait, I don't have blinds. I have shutters.
Oh my gosh.
Let me close that real quick.
Wait, what's the difference?
Close the blinds. Shh. They just.
I'll just do the sound effect.
They're closed now.
And the person running behind me to make sure that I don't kill anyone.
I can't see anything.
That's Stunkleax.
Hello? What's happening out there? I hear someone breathing.
You didn't believe me.
Oh no!
I told you. I'd shoot.
I told you. I'd shoot.
I don't know if the sound of me running registered.
Oh yeah, I totally got it.
Okay.
It was so
maybe
good.
Just a little peek to see if he's okay. Do you need water, sir?
Bang!
Oh God, you shot me.
I love how that's what your immediate reaction to getting shot. It's not like mine is in my head. It's just like. Like, that's what happens. You fall, you're dead.
Nah, dude. If I ever get shot, I'm gonna exclaim it, I've been shot! But probably not in that accent, you know. It just came
was
out
that from
I'm really failing.
This is gonna be a long podcast.
Oh, no.
We're the three Wee Bros, and we're gonna have a fun time today because we watched Trigun. And Trigun... Just for the smallest bit of background, Trigun was an anime that started being published in the spring 1998 season. So it's aired from April 1st. That was 3 days ago.
Oh, hey, it's like right near an anniversary.
1998, cool. Yeah, to September 30th, 1998. It is a 26-episode series, ? Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you got it.
I'm bad at math. It's a good old time, and I picked it this week because I like it. Well, I don't
know.
No, we'd
never seen it before.
I didn't know I liked it, but I thought I would, and I did.
Well, you heard the opening. We knew the opening was good.
I heard the opening, and I'm like, ooh, it's a guitar. So,
dude, it's just Led Zeppelin's Black Dog.
Yeah, but not copyright infringing.
Hey, brother, said the way you're walking, gonna make you flex, gonna make you dance.
Hey, pine, away you walk that thing. Good, make you shrimp.
And put me on the spot.
Guys, we are cutting all of this, aren't we?
This show sucks. Oh, God, I messed up.
Okay, as you can tell, we like the show.
We like
except it. Except for Garb, who just sung this show sucks.
Yeah.
Trigun. That's how it's said in the other language.
What is
the other language?
What language is that, Tyler?
Shh, Ty, you put me on the spot again. Japanese?
Yes.
Question mark?
Here, that's how it's spelled. Trigun.
He wrote, let me spell it out for you, all of you audio listeners and video listeners. Trigun.
And if you don't believe me, go to the wiki.
How do you listen to a video? You watch a video.
Okay, kids. I hate doing this podcast. I chose Trigun because this is the first episode that we've done that no one's watched in the anime before. So I thought it would be cool.
Usually it's shows that like we know we love or like Garb just wants to shit on.
Yeah.
Sorry. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, Trigun's just like always been on my... my anime list.
And, sponsor us too.
Wait. And then, wait a second, they can't sponsor us.
You're right.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make everyone watch it, not just me. So that's what we did.
Yeah. That's kind of why we do this, to force each other to watch stuff.
I guess it works. It works both ways. Force you guys to watch stuff, force ourselves to watch stuff. It makes me happy sometimes. I'm not complaining.
Did you guys, ever hear about it before I shove the opening down your throat?
Nope. I have, actually.
Go ahead. Explain.
So, back into my youth. So as a kid, there's how Toonami was a thing on Cartoon Network, right? I would always see like commercials of like Trigun, and like the main character looked kind of cool, but I just never. It was either I was never home at the time it was, like, airing, or I was asleep, or I was just watching something else. But, like, it just never, like, caught my attention. several thousand years later, Chuck's like, hey, we should watch this. And I'm like, well, you know, okay, sure. I mean, it looks cool. He's got glasses just like me. And I'm like, okay, let's go.
I thought it was just going to be a fun romp through through cowboy land, but mm-hmm. I was sorely mistaken.
Well, it was a fun romp through cowboy land for the first, like, 13 episodes.
Oh, yeah. And then, oof, it got too real.
I was not ready.
How is it too real, Pino? This was, like, the farthest thing from real.
It's too real, damn it.
That was what was too real, was that it wasn't real.
Okay, guys, well, guess what? Do you know who produced the show?
No, I don't.
Madhouse.
Oh.
What else did they do?
Death Note, One Punch Man, High School of the Dead, Hunter x Hunter, No Game, No Life.
I
knew you'd be like, ooh, I know that one. And then they did like Claymore, they did Wolf Children, and a bunch of other good stuff.
Nice.
And it's a fun time.
Yeah, there were some
time.
Big hits on that list.
That's the animation studio, then the producers. Victor Entertainment did a lot of other stuff like Samurai Champloo. We have Kimono Friends, and a bunch of stuff like that.
Hey,
it's
a
good
second.
Time.
Wait a second. I'm just looking here on the page. The manga is it's not a shonen. Wow.
No, it is not, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
So stuck in shonen hell that, like, we're not used to stuff that isn't shonen.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I'm Owen Wilson. Wow.
Wow. Wow. It's, thing is... The thing is with the manga, there are two distinct sections of it.
Ah, I see.
There's Trigun, and then there's Trigun Maximum.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And Trigun Maximum was the second, like, it's the second part. It's kind of a continuation. It's kind of confusing.
Mm.
Like, it does I wouldn't say a time.
Does it take place after the anime, or?
Let me think. I'm thinking nerd stuff. I don't know. I legitimately don't know, and I don't want to say anything incorrect.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it too much. I don't want to cry.
I don't want to think at all.
Yeah, no, I don't. No, it's just different. It's a continuation of the story. I think.
Okay.
Just stuff like that, and they ended the Trigun series apparently too quickly, so they were like, okay, let's do it again.
Wasn't there like a movie, too? We didn't watch it, obviously.
Yeah, which I'm probably going to watch like tonight, since we're talking about Trigun. Trigun movie is Trigun Badlands Rumble, which was released, I think, when was it released?
It says 2010.
Dude, what if I'm 2 years old then?
Whoa. How are you? I guess that's like seven. Seven-year-olds know how to use a computer, right? No, that wouldn't be nine. 9 years know how to use a computer.
I knew how to use a computer when I was seven.
Some people can't afford computers.
I didn't say it was a good computer.
Oh, okay. Me too, then.
Okay, kids. Okay, stop talking. And the person who...
okay, I know. Sorry.
You can't just say to stop. Then we're just gonna go.
Stop.
You say stop. I say go. You say fast. I say... Oh, God, I messed up. No.
I say fap. I'm just a poor boy.
The writer of the manga was Yashiro Naito.
Yo, that's a badass last name.
Yeah, Naito.
Yito.
Oh. No, that's not. That's
I
not
thought,
it.
I thought you said Yito. And I'm excited.
God. Oh boy, this is disappointing.
I promise to be in my best behavior.
I doubt it. So, is there anything you guys want to talk about over just like basic information before we hop right into that opening and ending music?
The only other thing I heard about the show was while I was watching it for this, I actually saw a stray Reddit comment about it. And a bunch of people apparently really wish it continued, to my knowledge.
Yeah, because they have the Trigun Maximum, which there's a lot more stuff in there. And also people are just like, I like Trigun.
Well, I mean, it's because they set up such a cool world, you know?
And Trigun serialized for... Maximum, at least. Trigun Maximum serialized for 10 years. Wow. Which stopped in May 2007.
Jeez. Wow, that is recent.
Yeah.
Relative so, to, like, when the original came out.
Yeah. So, no,
I see.
Since we've exhausted all of our jokes, let's go into the opening and ending music, where the opening is called HT by Suno Imahori. And, like, we... maybe that was a cold opening, maybe not. But it's just guitar, just riffing.
I love it.
Yeah, it's tight. It's it would probably be in my top 20 favorites.
That's a lot of anime.
This might have been the first time where I'm just watching anime and it doesn't feel like people are like, what is he watching? Like, it's more of like, okay, he's watching boy stuff. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, well, I still like Dragon Maid, though. That's a good opening. But, you know.
Okay, we need to stop.
The opening is pretty badass. I enjoyed it very much.
It's a good one. Mm-hmm.
It's nice. It was very refreshing having a song that was instrumental.
Yes.
I gotta say.
Mm-hmm. I will say, I also very much enjoyed that, like, if you watch the visuals of the opening, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm, they would, like, show you sneak, sneak previews of, like, what was going to happen in the episode. And yeah, I was like, oh, cool. And I recognized that episode 17. I was like, oh, they do this.
Yeah, when they were redistributing it, like, every other redistribution for this show, they fuck it up and they just keep the first one. Like, they keep Big Earlobe Magoo in every time. Then, like, the next one, they're like, okay, we'll fix it. But then the next one, they're like, yeah! And then they just keep on messing it up and then fixing it. And I'm like, come on, guys. Mm-hmm. You're professional. But, yeah, it just shows the little things. It has a lot of more serious shots. And then they have, like, a goofy one in there. And I'm like, ooh, I like goofs.
Mm-hmm. And then first half was full of some good goofs and gaffs, you know?
And then my heart got torn out by aliens.
Yeah. Seriously.
Ouch.
Oof, ouch, owie, my heart.
But yeah, the opening theme was pretty solid.
Yeah, and the ending theme was Kaze wa Mirai ni Kuku, which means the wind blows to the future.
Did someone say Shiovase?
Akima and Neos. It's just...
Shiovase. Oh god, you guys were supposed to continue talking.
No, it's a weird, like, you know, it's the dude singing, and it's like, ah, and that's how it sounds.
I dig some of it, you know, it was like, okay, and then he sang, and I don't know how I felt.
I couldn't get into it, I tried, I was like, no.
I listened to it a couple times, and I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, like a couple listens, and then every time I would watch the other episode, I'd just skip over it. I'm like, okay.
It's very average.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the thing is that, like, the only other... Well, I mean, the opening is so goddamn good,
mm-hmm,
that, like, relative to that, it really fails in comparison. It just doesn't even hold a candle to the opening, because it's so good.
Hold candles?
How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real?
Why aren't squids real? But anyways, the eye catch, though. the eye catches in the middle were also probably one of my favorite things to hear. It's like, I don't know, they're just like guitar. Like,
oh my god.
Yeah. And
yeah,
they're like,
the guitar revs up.
Yeah, I was like, totally. Yes! I was like, God, that felt so satisfying. I was like, the commercial's over. There was no commercials, because shout out to Funimation.
I watched it on Crunchyroll.
Oh, no, I saw it on Funimation.
Well, I watched it on 7up, the Coke can.
7up.com?
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't watch it on 7up.com?
It's Cool Spot's favorite anime.
Please sponsor us.
What, 7up?
Yeah, it's pretty okay. I mean, they're great. I mean, woo.
I love citrus slime soda.
Dude. Okay, we need to stop talking.
Shout out to Sierra Mist.
Let's go into the presentation.
But that's all we do!
I know! We need to stop! Guys, okay. Next time...
It's time to stop, Garb.
I didn't do what? I didn't do that! You blamed me!
I was serious for once. I guess I'll never make that mistake again.
It made makes me so happy that he got blamed.
Because I heard, okay, and I'm like, that has to be pie now.
No, I'm going to start eating these Ritz now.
No, that's not good radio.
Okay.
Let's get on to the presentation. Let's talk about that good old fashioned 90s animation.
Ah, what a nostalgic looking anime.
Yeah.
If I had any nostalgia for this anime, of course.
Mm-hmm. I don't, and it still like felt that way.
Because oh yeah, absolutely.
Especially
it
the
just has that vibe. 4x3.
Yeah. You know, the typical anime hairstyles of female lead. One of the female leads, Millie Thompson. Her hair was like, oh, you look like a bunch of 90s people, I remember.
Yep. Dude, like half the people from Evangelion.
Yep, and like people from Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
It was dude, like,
I can't believe Yugi's in this anime.
No, dude, that's Millie Thompson is actually Pegasus's little sister.
What?
Yeah, they the have the lore. Same hair.
Plants made the Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Ah, yes, and
dude,
they made
you
young
believed
Yugi.
In the heart of the plants. Animation's really good. Mm-hmm. I liked it a lot.
It wasn't like. I'm trying to think of something that's just amazing. I mean, it's not Studio Trigger. I guess is the only thing I can think of.
Okay,
it's great.
Madhouse is really good at animation, though. Like you can't.
Oh yeah, One Punch Man like is phenomenal looking.
One Punch Man's in the opening. If you watch it, if you don't, I don't blame you. It's a minute long.
Yeah.
No one has a minute.
He just punches a guy, and that's over.
I only have 59 seconds.
He punches a mountain, and I'm like, ooh, nice.
I saw that one. but yeah, I appreciate the art. You put me on the spot again.
We didn't say anything. You're just like,
you banged like yourself into a corner.
Art. Oh, no. I don't know. It looks pretty. It's a lot
you
of good fun.
You have no one to blame but yourself.
Like, mm-hmm. I would. The only thing that I can really compare it to, and I hate doing this comparison now, mm-hmm. but Cowboy Bebop. Like, they were released, like, right around the same time. They have, like, that same 90s anime drawing feel.
They're in space.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try and compare the two because they're two completely different shows, and it's like comparing bananas to $32.05.
Plantains. Okay.
And I hear you giggling. That's not allowed.
What's your obsession with money counts?
Because it's funny.
But I will agree that this is a standalone thing. Don't think it's just, oh, this is just a Cowboy Bebop clone. No, it's completely different.
Yeah, it definitely deserves its own like focus. And it's just it looks very awesome. Like it usually has the thick lines and then they can drop immediately from the goofy, like super simple art style mm-hmm. to the serious, like thick lines, and you're like,
things about to get real.
Mm-hmm. The only issue I might have had was I know that in the lore this is like a desert planet, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the backgrounds are like the houses, the towns, they were all just a little too, I don't know,
samey.
Tanned, too samey. They were like
yeah.
I don't know how to describe this.
I feel like there wasn't enough color in the first half, I don't think.
Mm. It's because I don't blame it on the anime just because that's what they were given. That's like just how it had to be.
And it's understandable. I mean, it works, especially contrasting like your main characters. We have Vash in his nice little bright red jacket, right? And it's a good contrast from the background and all the background characters just wearing like grayish, like brownish colors too.
Wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking through Madhouse's like anime stuff that they've done.
Okay.
They did a Stitch anime.
Hey!
Like what? Like Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, what? That means family, boys. Don't forget that.
I don't. I'm not shitting you. I'm like
family never gets left behind.
Okay. Yeah. Really?
It's wild.
Whoa!
I'm sorry.
That's cool.
It's a Stitch anime. Okay, let's stop talking about it.
Are you sure this wasn't the Disney Channel one?
Nope.
Are you sure? Because, like, there's a Disney Channel logo down there.
Bobby,
there's the Disney Channel logo down there. I think you're wrong.
unless the Lilo and Stitch show that I watched was produced by Madhouse, then that would have been fucking bizarre.
Okay, well, I believe you then.
And, you know what?
Let me look at pictures.
Back to Trigun.
Cool.
It's good. It looks pretty. I like it a lot. They, like, there's a lot of shots that you could be like, this is my computer background.
Or, yeah, this is my screensaver. Yeah. Maybe not my screensaver. Maybe, like, my second screensaver.
That should be, like, a category of anime is screensaverable.
Well, but then, like, things with, like, Studio Trigger, you can't do that because they go whop.
Whop, bop, boot up, bop, bop, bop.
Yeah, but the girls are cute.
Yeah.
Ah, I see. You're right.
You got him.
And you know what that's a good transition to? the summary of the plot.
Whoa. Oh, I get it. Uh-huh.
I can't.
If you blame me one more time.
Pino, why'd you say that?
I'm gonna go carry a cross on my back now.
Don't die now.
It's heavy. It's full of mercy.
Yeah, I love Mercy from Overwatch.
dude, she's my third favorite character behind Stink Boy and Robot Float Man.
Robot mine is Float Man! Mine is Eskimo Girl and not Eskimo Girl.
God, I can't believe you're sleeping on Robot Float Man. He's my favorite.
It's all about Master Yi.
So, the plot goes like this. Vash's Stampede is a dangerous man. He runs around and gets chased, and they call him the Stampede because everything where he goes, he flattens cities, and they call him the Human Typhoon. But
it's the Humanoid Typhoon. Thank you,
dude. Real quick, that first episode's build up of like, well, who is Vash the Stampede, and then like finding out who he is and like how much of a goofball he is just the best.
Yes, like, wonderful. No, you're Vash the Stampede. I'm Vash the Stampede.
Wait a second. No, see, the thing is, on how the anime starts is different than how the manga actually started.
Really?
The manga started with, you know, the, what is it, the Arkansas people? What's their name?
Oh, the Kansas, the Kansas family? No, they're Arkansas. No, where are they? Who are they?
It's the same shit.
No. No, we can't disrespect them. They have a good family. They have good family morals. That, you know, okay, they don't, but you know. You can come back to me on this one. Can I continue?
Okay, so they start out with that, like in that town, in that family, instead of starting out at the, at like that little tiny bar place with the build-up, which is wild. But I think that was for the better, and I like it a lot.
It was cool. It was a really fun build-up, and like I had no idea what this show was about.
I see. Thank you, Pino.
You're welcome. I had no idea what the show was about, and then going into it like that was really cool. You know?
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, mm-hmm. And there's just a then so Vash is worth a lot of money, and then he runs around, and then Kahus follows him wherever he goes, and then he. Then he meets two insurance girls that need to follow him. One falls in love with him. The other one does not. Because, what?
Love? In my anime?
Holding then, hands? Disgusting.
Wait, this was... This is... No, I never... Never mind.
I'm just lonely. Shutting Pino down.
I'm just lonely.
And then... Then they meet a bunch of people on the way, and over and over, Vash sacrifices things for other people, and mostly he never kills.
Mostly his body, he sacrifices.
Yeah.
Mm. He's a good dude.
Yeah, and then he never kills, except for once.
And he really didn't like doing it.
Actually, twice. He killed two people.
He didn't like doing that one either.
Yeah, no, neither of them were ideal. Well, but, yeah, and then that's it. And then he kills that last person, then he apparently doesn't kill again, unless the manga says otherwise, which it probably does. But that's it.
That's, okay, yeah.
He also has very silly hair.
I like his broom hair.
Oh, and don't forget the part where they find out he's actually an alien from another planet and a whole different species.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I totally glossed that over. That just seems such a minor point overall. But
right. We don't even need a spoiler warning or anything.
Yeah, it's almost like we already said that at the beginning of the episode.
I wasn't here at the beginning of the episode.
It just really threw me off. Like, all of a sudden, it was alien shit, and I was like, what?
Well, they kind of like led up to it with with him being in the plant in the plant, and he's just like standing there with the rainbow beams coming down. Yeah. His hands are up, and he's like, and then he saves the world.
That's when I started asking questions to myself. I'm like, okay, he's a regular fast dude. Oh, wait a second, he's talking to a light bulb. Okay.
And then he knows how to turn off things.
Yeah,
with his fingers.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm probably gonna cry at the end of the series.
And then you did.
And I did.
And then it wasn't even at the end yet.
Yeah, you're right.
Idiot.
Yeah, and then
what episode was that? Was that 15?
17.
What the which one? The
23.
I mean, it's semantics either way. Whenever it's like a flashback episode.
Oh, so the flashback was like, childhood. It was like
that was 17.
Yeah,
because Chuck was just like, "Oh, watch out for 17." I'm like, "Oh no."
Cuz that episode really hit me. Like I wasn't expecting. I wasn't ready, dude.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a fun goof time in cowboy land, but instead it was a sad cry time in space, boys.
It was just Star Wars.
I'm glad you like my sad goof time in space.
That was good.
But yeah, and then you realize, oh wait, this man's a mechanical, and he just like has a gun arm.
No, he's a plant. He's not mechanical.
But he has a gun arm. That's mechanical.
He's got a gun arm. No, I don't think you understand what the word plant means, Garb.
I do.
He's not a tree.
He's not a tree. I am not a tree.
He's not a tree.
But he's a plant. Plants are trees. Wait, trees are plants.
He's not a... Oh,
wait, he's not a tree.
I'll have to explain this to him later. Don't worry. We'll get to it.
All you need to know is that the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
All you need to know is that Anakin may or may not be the chosen one.
Midichlorians are the powerhouse of the cell. Got it.
Dude, Vash has so many midichlorians, I don't think you understand.
Oh my god, he does.
Okay, is that all we want to talk about the... Well, actually,
I mean, unless we're going to get into the individual characters, which
I like the boys.
Assumed.
Not the boys. I just like everyone. Don't take... No.
Except knives. Fuck knives.
No, take that out. Got it.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
It's okay, Chuck. Don't worry. You're still my friend. I'll still be on the podcast. Don't worry.
I like the just how everything is presented in this story. I don't know why. My mind's like, what should I use this story as? I like the boys.
No, I completely agree.
Like, on how... there's one thing that, like, I want to talk about is that... Because, like, obviously, everyone's like, there's a Cowboy Bebop, there's a Cowboy Trigun. There's a Trigun
Cowboy
Bebop.
Cowboy Trigun. Yeah. Trigun Bebop?
Or just Cowboy.
Cowgun,
but like
Tribop.
I think that Trigun is like able to always like consistently deliver a good story like throughout each episode as like a more of an overarching story and like displaying kind of the interesting views on like human life,
morality.
Which is like morality for sure, because it's like the biggest. That's like the thing that Vash does. He's like, I ain't killing. And Knives is like, I'm killing!
I'm killing you all!
He killed your wife!
And he's like, idiot. Don't do that! And they're like, I'm gonna do it anyway, I did it, look! And he's like, why'd you do that? Don't do it!
Well, he didn't actually do it. It was another buddy. But, you know, he planned to do it.
What?
Okay, well, are we talking about before they landed on the planet, or after?
Yes.
Because after, he was just like a little vegetable, and you know, up until the end.
Well, he's a plant.
Yeah, he was in the plant. Wow. He was hanging upside down in the plant. That's what the...
Oh, I thought he was in like one of those Bacta tank, you know, from Star Wars and stuff.
Guys, you know how like vegetables grow from the ground?
Okay.
And like hold on, shut up.
I'm listening. I like it. I'm laughing.
You know how
just gonna drink some water.
It'll have like a little thing at the top, like how a radish has a little thing.
Yeah.
So you could tell when it's grown. What if this species of plant that Vash is, what if like you were just walking along and you just saw like Vash's hair sticking out of the ground? And if you pulled it up, it was a little baby Vash.
And then he'd grow in 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he's a very quick grower.
Yeah.
And then he shot his buddy.
Oh, no.
In the leg. It wasn't his buddy.
Not buddies no more.
We ain't buddies no more.
I'm going back to the plant store.
He was mad because he killed the spider. Saved the butterfly.
Why did you kill the spider?
Why did you bite the spider in half with your gross ass
I wanted to save the butterfly, Vash.
But I hate butterflies, Knives.
But nobody had to die.
But you can
make your own destiny.
But Dash, you're my favorite character from The Incredibles. Why are you in this anime?
That was totally epic.
Go away, Mickey.
I messed it up.
And that was Incredibles 2, only on the Fat Podcast, guys. I hope you enjoyed.
Please like and subscribe.
Don't tell Disney, okay? But anyways, yep, that was somewhat the
plot. How come that got a good laugh, but my amazing storytelling of pulling Vash out of the ground didn't, huh?
I wanted to laugh, but, you know. I was told I wasn't allowed to laugh.
That's just, like, part of your contract, is that you're not allowed to laugh at my jokes.
Man, I have so many laughs in an episode that, you know, they're rollovers.
Yeah. No, Pino, it's okay. You laughed at me saying I like the boys.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah. I think that's it. Do you guys want to talk any more about, like, how the show overall, like, just is a good show?
Do you want to talk about the characters a little bit? Just the main ones?
Sure. I like, you mean all the characters? Because they're all main characters in my heart.
We could talk about Meryl.
We'll start with the ladies, yeah.
We could start
Vash
with
the
Meryl.
Stampede.
And then not Meryl.
Then the lady.
The ladies man. No, the ladies.
All single ladies. All single ladies. All single ladies. All single ladies. All single ladies. Now put your hands up. I forgot the words to the song, but I'm sick to the spit because it's not funny and I'm gonna die. If you like it, then put some ash on it. If you like it, then you put some ash on it. This is getting cut from the anime.
I think he's waiting for us to stop, but I don't want to stop him.
I wanted to interject, but he kind of took my line. Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
Meryl
Streep.
Meryl Streep?
Start with her. She's a great actress. She won many Oscars. I don't know about her performance in this one. I'm glad that they went for an animated approach, though.
Did she win an Oscar for this one?
No. Yes. She was snuffed by our good friend Leonardo DiCaprio.
I
thought it was Leonardo DiCappuccino.
No, I think
that was a bad joke. Goodbye, guys.
I made a worse joke, but you guys.
God, Pino, why are you so funny and not me?
I'm not. I'm the one with the Dwight profile pic.
So Meryl is a good person.
Meryl,
she works at insurance, and then she has short hair, and it's very short.
I love how they just work at insurance, like.
Well,
no,
it's
understand.
The Bernardalian Insurance Society. Or
I don't even understand. What about what they do has anything to do with insurance?
So think about it this way. In our world, we have car insurance. We have life insurance. We have boaters insurance for some reason. You want to save your boat, I guess. And, you know, like other insurance. This one's specifically tailored to this planet because there is something known as the humanoid typhoon that apparently destroys towns like, you know, July.
Have Vash insurance?
Yeah, just in case you get, you know, you get GG'd by, like, a giant, like, plant.
I understand now.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and the boss is like, you know, we probably shouldn't cover these people's, you know, bills, but, you know, maybe it's a good idea to see if Vash won't do it when you're around. And they're like, okay, boss, let's go. I love Meryl.
I just want to say one thing.
Yeah, sure.
Meryl's, the last line of her My Anime List profile is Meryl is very short.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah. How short?
She's like 5'4", 4'11".
Wow, that's the girl for me. I'm 5'6". That works, okay.
She's really short. She's like very... I'm gonna check just to make sure on the Wikipedia.
And yeah, I appreciate it. Not many characters are short. Okay, that's a lie. A lot of characters are short.
Pino, like half of anime is short.
Shut up! I'm not an anime.
Wait, what?
What?
Pino, are you Are you starring in a new anime produced by Studio Trigger?
It's called Pygun. Don't watch it. Unless you're in America, obviously. I'll do better in America than... Well, it's about a potato plant.
Okay.
His name is Pino.
Okay.
The caramel hurricane. And it's about his twin brother, Dino, the dinosaur.
Why is the potato again? Brothers with the dinosaur.
That's beside the point. But I meet a very, very wonderful short lady and a very wonderful tall lady, as well as a Buddhist monk.
Okay, kids, let's get back on track here. Meryl, she's short. She shoots tiny guns. She has a trillion of them in her fucking
pocket. She's a cutie patootie.
And she's cute. And,
I like her design, actually. I like she's wearing the cape all the time, you know? Like a jacket cape. Yeah.
And, not as rad as Vash, but rad.
And Mr. Garbalax actually should know her voice because she... is Bulma from Dragon Ball.
Wait, hold up. Did you watch the subs or the dubs?
I watched subs, my man.
Okay. I actually watched the first episode both because I wanted to start doing that for the podcast, is watching both
then,
at least.
And then
just
you
going
realize
whichever.
That's too much.
What?
Was that, right? is that true?
I watched the dub.
I'm glad, you know? I usually, you know, push you guys to watch dubs. I'm glad you tried.
Oh, yeah. I watch dubs sometimes. Also, guys... She was Madam President from Golden Boy.
Oh.
I knew that the Golden Boy similarities wouldn't stop there.
I found out that the dub voice actress is actually Nami from One Piece, so that's why I seemed
well,
to...
Well, he was dubbed by Funimation, so,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It makes sense that there's overlap.
Okay, kids, we need to stop talking about one character for 10 years.
No, she is a good character.
She is a good character, but also I'm 3 years old and I have an attention span of a 37-year-old wife.
Sure. None of that made any sense. None of the words you vomited out of your pathetic mouth.
If you listen carefully, he makes a little bit of sense. Just give him a chance.
just give him a chance.
Hear him out, don't worry.
Okay, guys, let's hop on to the another girl. Her name's Millie Thompson.
Millie Thompson.
And
Millie
she's great.
She's
fucking
great. I
love Millie.
She's a tall
she's
lady.
Well, she's not that tall. She's only 5'6".
Wow, she's my height. Well, then I don't feel bad. Okay, cool.
You should feel bad, though.
She's
everyone's
a lot taller than Meryl.
Everyone's short in this show. Why is everyone short in this show?
Because people are short.
Pino, this is the anime for you.
Yes, that's why they made my spinoff.
Vash is only 5'10", guys.
That's Garb, isn't it?
That's an inch taller than me, yeah. I'm 5'9".
Guys, okay. I'm 7 inches taller than Vash.
Okay. And you're also, like, monstrously tall.
I felt like they were supposed to be portrayed taller, right? Like
all the camera angles, they're not cameras. There's no cameras in this video game.
Well, you can consider them camera angles in this DDR
game. It's more perspective than camera angle.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Millie's great. She makes me happy. She's simple. She likes pudding, and she's 5'6" and has 11 siblings.
She's the youngest of the 11 siblings, which is fantastic. I was like,
let her hold it back.
Yeah and
don't
you know what? You know what's funny?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. You know how the Million Wolfwood thing? We haven't talked about him yet. He's the priest boy.
Okay.
Guess what? Never happened in the manga.
Oh. Well, that's okay. It
didn't exist.
That's because they're waiting till marriage on the manga.
I wonder if the guy who wrote the manga actually had any influence over the anime. Because sometimes he might have wanted to add that, you know?
Yeah.
I guess, maybe. Who knows? Well, this was done... the manga was done before... The original Trigun manga was done before the anime, and then while the anime was going,
they needed
were doing
more material.
Trigun Maximum.
Oh.
And with Trigun Maximum, Wolfwood was already dead. So...
Go on to the next subject. Anyways,
Wolfwood is dead.
You can stop saying that now.
Yeah, just Millie's great. She has a giant ass stun gun that she carries around. She's very strong.
Dude, she's just Samus Aran.
I like her design as well. She's just like wearing a weird like poncho like jacket sweater thing. Like, I don't know.
You're a jacket sweater thing.
And then underneath it's like overalls. I'm like, yeah, you're dressed for work. I don't know where you're working at.
Yeah, you're dressed to sell insurance for some reason. Yeah,
dude, I love selling insurance.
But why was it when they came back? She was washing windows.
Yeah, because she showed up 20 days late in a row.
Oh, right. I guess I shouldn't show up late for work, you know, something that I'm being paid to do.
Yeah, at least they didn't fire her.
You're right.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay, let's go to the next person. We're running out of time here.
Yeah.
We're 10 hours in. Mm-hmm. Next person, let's go to Rem, because you said let's go to girls first, so we're doing a girl, and that's Rem.
Rem.
And you guys talked about space things. She was part of space things, but she's not an actual space person. She's an Earth person who just went to space, and now she influences Vash's life.
Well, yeah, she basically takes care of Vash, and what's his face? Knives, right?
Yes, Millions Knives.
That name. But we're not talking about him. We'll get there. Rem is the big sister / mother we all want. Well, not really. She's just a really nice person. She's just... I don't know. I was happy anytime she was on screen. I was like, you are a good person.
Yeah, and then you realize she died.
What did you say, Garb? Don't disrespect... Nothing. Don't disrespect Rem. It's almost as bad as her exploding in the space station.
Spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers.
Fine, Garb, stop giggling.
She's dead. There's no more.
God, you're terrible. Yeah, Rem's just like, she's simple. She was in space, and that was it.
Dude, Space Mom.
She was mysterious. I love Space Mom. She was like the mysterious figure that would talk to Vash.
Vash, when he was dead.
And that was like mostly throughout all these episodes, right? Like, the first time we actually see her be herself is like episode 17.
Is episode 17, yeah. You see her multiple times and you hear him reference her multiple times, and then you're just like, oh, good. Oh, also, if you take off YL from Meryl and then turn it around, you get Rem.
What?
Coincidence? I think not! Incredibles 3. Oh. See it in theaters now.
Where's my dude, they're related.
Yeah, no, they're not. Remember? Because Knives killed everyone that was related to Rem.
Oh, yeah. Good old Knives. You know, he's a good villain. He forgot.
He's a tree. How is he supposed to forget? Trees never forget.
No, that's
trees.
Elephants.
Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Trees are old. Idiot. Elephants aren't.
Yeah, that's true.
Checkmate. Jeez.
Checkmate.
We're just
wow.
like, Pino, we're just like two Ken M's talking to each other.
Can we not... Can we just not?
No, yes. I mean, wait.
Okay, let's go on to our, the most important character.
Wolfie?
Kuroniko, the cat.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. That cat. I was like, yeah, it's going to be someone's profile picture eventually.
I thought about it. The cat shows up every episode. It's a running gag. She's cute. It goes, wow! And then, that's it.
Yeah, pretty good. Doesn't die. Many, when we're shot at.
Many speculate that she is a reincarnation of Rem. What?
What?
What? What?
I don't believe.
Yeah. It's almost as dumb as, like, the taller Luke theory.
What?
Do you not know about that?
It sounds stupid.
I'll do it real quick, but it's a theory in Star Wars that, like, there's two Lukes, and one of them is slightly taller, and that's it. That's the whole theory.
Is it because of his accident that, like...
No. It's just because in some shots, he's taller than Han.
Okay, well,
that's it.
That's weird.
The theory. Just look it up. It's a rabbit hole. It's great.
Oh god.
Anyway,
oh, also, Kuroniko's that's her English name, but English fans have given her the name Donuts. Okay.
Isn't that just like if you translate it? Isn't that just black cat or something?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, just call her black cat. Just
no, black dog.
It's your fault, man. We're all
okay, guys. Guess what? Guess what? It's Vash. It's Vash the Stink Pea time. We talked about him a lot. He goes fast. He eats ass and Vash drinks gas.
Are you sure this isn't just our golden boy? Because he sounds like our golden boy.
No, but he can actually do shit, not just act serious sometimes.
Excuse me, I'm pretty sure Mr. Golden Boy could swim faster than ever. Than anyone you ever knew.
The wild beast inside of you has awoken the wild beast inside of me!
I'm trying to, there's like two voice actors for this, for Vash. I think one of them might be for the movie and then one of them for the actual,
No, why would they change it?
Well, they changed. Well, we'll talk about Wolfwood later, but he has two different voice actors.
Yeah, why? They do have two different voice actors.
That's
yeah.
I didn't really like Vash's English voice. I mean,
I thought he sounded like Golden Boy. Like that's why I was like, hey, I like him. He's funny.
Well, guess what, guys?
What?
The second Japanese voice actor for Vash was Caesar.
Caesar! Oh, God.
No, spoilers, we can't talk about that.
Not until, you know, obviously.
Yeah, no. It seems like... Wait, they say that they both play... Oh, it might be different dubs.
Yeah. Wait. One of them might be the movie.
Yeah, one of them's probably the movie. What?
No.
Maybe they took turns. Maybe he was sick one day.
No. Why?
No. Bryce, I bet you Bryce was kid Vash, and then one of them was adult Vash. Kid Vash sounded familiar.
That makes sense. Okay, good work, everyone. We figured out the science. Vash has glasses and a red coat, and he has a gun arm. That's all you need to know. And he runs around and doesn't kill. Okay, next Metroid? Person. Yes.
I like his glasses. I mentioned his glasses earlier, but like it's like zigzaggy. It's like... They're like those like 90s shades, but like not.
But made in the 80s.
Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Okay, next person.
We don't need to talk about Vash. He's not important.
No, we're talking about... Well, Vash, we talked about. He's a good guy. He doesn't kill. He loves Rem. He loves Meryl. He doesn't call Meryl by her name once during the anime, so...
Hey, it's you girls!
Yep, that's it. Insurance girl, save me!
Donuts, yeah! He loves those donuts, man.
He does. Dude,
can you blame him?
Okay, guys, guess what?
Guess what?
You know who we get to talk about next?
Is it the barkeep?
Is it Legato? Yes.
No, it's someone who has passed away.
It's Brad, I knew it.
It's Nicholas D. Wolfwood.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He's a priest, and I want to talk about him for a second, because I love him.
He's, yeah.
And...
I have words to say for the fallen as well, whenever you're done.
He's a great boy. He has black hair, he's an orphan, and, well, he's not he's technically an orphan, and then he started an orphanage, and killed people, and saved children, and then...
He's a good boy.
He's the man of God.
Yes. He's a man of God, dude. And he carries around his big specialty gun, which looks like a cross. Filled with mercy. And I want to talk about that because at the end, when he has his final showdown with his mentor that trained him for 10 years.
Oh, right, that guy.
Who had the weird, stupid eyes that shot him down because the idiot mind control man made him, Legato made him do it. After he killed the boy, actually he didn't kill him, he just walked away, and when Wolfwood died, he died carrying the cross, and it was like Jesus, and it was symbolism. And after that, Vash takes it up for his final battle with knives.
Yep.
And he uses that to save him, and he basically carried on all of Wolfwood's struggles with that, and I thought that was really cool and a nice idea of the writer to do, and I liked it a lot.
It was very clever.
And the cross gun was cool.
Yeah, it is just cool. It's sort of like one of those dumb things that's like Cloud's sword.
It's a gun sword! It's a gun that shoots swords!
It's just so absurd that it becomes cool.
I was, the first time he appeared on screen, I was like, okay, he has a giant cross on his back. It either is literally a cross, or it's a huge gun. I was wrong on both instances, but also correct, because it was actually plenty of guns. And at the same time, a rocket launcher.
And then a big gun is two. It's good stuff.
God. The first episode that he was in, I was really sad to see him go. I was like, man, because I thought we would never see him again. Because like I said, I came into this with no knowledge. And then when he came back, I was like, yes, the priest, my favorite. He's probably my favorite character. Yeah, yeah, well, same. I mean.
He's my favorite. He's fantastic. I had a, oof.
My favorite episode was his first one. I didn't expect to like him that much, but I loved him.
Exactly.
Dude, go to the offertory and confess your sins free of charge.
He was so different from what most would think as a man of God, right? He's like sort of vulgar. He's like selling his religion more instead of like preaching it. But like he's got that soft side, and you're like, I like this guy. I can have a drink with this guy.
He's a good
like,
dude.
You understand why, like as the episodes go on and his backstory, but it's just cool.
Mm-hmm. I hear he's a lot like not he's. I feel like there's more information given in the manga, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Chuck?
There's a bit more, like, his entire backstory. Like, it's a lot more than a one-minute flashback.
Ah, wonderful. I might have to
I think it gets, like, an entire chapter. I'm not entirely sure, though. But we'll see.
Hold up. I'm reading his full name right here. Nicholas D. Wolfwood. D.
Yes. D stands for dick.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, God. I'm getting One Piece flashbacks.
D stands for orphanage.
D stands for demonetized.
Got him. Oh, no.
Shoutouts to YouTube.
Guys, I can't believe we got demonetized on the video that we can't monetize.
Not again.
Wait. Yeah, we don't know what his middle name is. Oh, no. No.
I just told you.
No.
Demonetized.
Shut up. Okay. Well, guess what, nerds?
What?
Let's talk about one more boy.
Oh.
His name is Knives. But no. He doesn't use any knives.
Well, can we talk about two more boys?
Maybe.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Knives. Oof, God.
He's a bad boy. No, do not fuck him. He'll kill you.
The fact that Vash had a brother kind of like blew my mind. Even though it was kind of obvious at the beginning where you had two guns, I was like, okay. That's probably like... It was...
Murder boy.
But you know, I what I initially thought was that like he had like a kind of like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde kind of thing going on, like maybe like in certain conditions he would like become some sort of monster or something, and like that was what prediction. It was. But I'm glad that it's a brother, because like that would kind of defeat his purpose of like, I'm not gonna kill everyone, I'm killing everyone.
Yeah,
but no, God, Knives was pretty scary a little bit, you know.
Knives is a spooky boy. He kills like everyone.
He's fucked up, man.
And it's I appreciate that flashback where like they both grew up in the same environment, right? We have Knives and Vash all being little babus under our girl Rem, right? Learning from her. But even though they shared experiences, they all took it in a different way. Like, Knives found more of survival of the fittest, more of that in mantra, while Vash was more of a pacifist, like wanting to help people. And that contrast, even though it's kind of cliche, I very much enjoyed.
Yes.
Sorry, I had to be a little... He's a smart boy. Let's not anymore.
Don't worry, it won't happen again.
Okay, I hope so.
Oh my goodness. Pino, what's your last boy that you wanted to talk about?
Well, we should probably talk about Legato.
He controlled minds, and he killed people a lot. And then, you know what was the worst part?
No.
Vash killed Legato.
Ooh.
How dare he?
I thought he was a good boy. I don't like Vash no more. I hate 0 out of 10 this anime.
That was like one of the most powerful scenes like ever in that anime. Like, it's so powerful because you're like, Vash literally has not killed a soul.
He's always managed to find a way not to kill someone. He's always
he's very against it.
And to have this encounter, you know, having the result it did was just oof. It kind of breaks your heart a little bit. Like, everything he lived for just shattered into pieces right there.
It's, you know, it was not an ideal situation, but, you know. He controlled minds and he was an evil boy and served knives.
Like, while watching that scene...
He served knives for dinner?
Yes. Eat them.
Yes. Even though I knew the worst was going to happen, I still wished, like, even at the last second, that there was another way out. Like, another solution that he could finally come up with. Oof, boy, was I wrong.
Well, I mean, that sort of had to happen for the story to be interesting. Because, you know... You know what I mean?
I guess, if people don't die,
then, like... You know.
I mean, it's a growing point for Vash, but I kind of feel like, in my opinion, it kind of weakens the character that Legato was. Because he was, like, the mastermind behind everything. Like, if he wanted to, he could have kept toying around with Vash.
But that was like the what he was told to do. He was told to make him suffer eternal pain, and making that is killing him.
But he failed. Because that's
no, he didn't. Yeah, Vash was fucking hated his life. You didn't see that like entire next episode.
But not for eternity.
But it was a very long time.
You're right. And then became Eric's, and then I had fun for a while.
Yeah.
The Eric's bit was fun.
I enjoyed it.
I liked it a lot. It was beautiful.
Too bad Vash wasn't there.
He would have loved it.
Yeah, man. He's
always wanted to live a quiet life.
Yeah, I mean, and to meet a guy who's just as cool as him, I guess.
And strip down butt naked.
And bark like a dog.
Whole town.
Woof.
Borf.
Bork.
Eric's no.
No, Eric's, I can't believe it.
What a wimp.
I didn't believe Bobo was in this anime. Oh. is that everyone?
That's about everyone as we can get.
Well, you know what time that is. Time for us to end the show.
Alright, well,
see you later.
Fun.
See you next time.
I'm gonna give this a beautiful 2 time. Out of 2, but a 5 out of 3, if you know what I mean.
I love fractions.
I don't. What's a fraction?
Fractals.
I see. Well, I guess it's your turn to say goodbye, Chuck. Oh wait, I'm getting word from our director. He's whispering. Maybe someone else could hear him on our mics.
Oh yeah. Wait, Chuck died.
Oh no. That's not good.
He's with me.
I've come back from the dead.
Oh my god.
To announce the 11th edition of Who's the Best Grill, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for best grill of the episode
and duke it out
for the title, a best grill. Today, our contestants, once again, are Final Garb and myself. Who are you each advocating for?
I'm voting Meryl.
I'm voting... I was supposed to be last.
I'm getting word from our producers. Pino just died, so now it is a one-man show.
Hey guys, Trigun's show. Where a shooty boy with hair goes and doesn't shoot people.
All right, I'm going for Jessica.
All right.
And I'm going for Millie Thompson. Yeah, boy. Okay, the song must have definitely ended by now because Pino died in the middle of it, like always. Garb, you go first because you like Millie a lot.
She's a bitch. I like bitches.
No, not Millie. It was Meryl. I said Millie like a fucking buffoon.
It's okay. I mean, they both start with M's. They both have an E noise. You know?
Yes.
Is that it? Is that like her argument?
She's got a heart where it matters, but at the same time, like, she could be a hateful bitch.
Sundere. You picked a bad girl.
How dare you?
How dare you? Oh, wait, is this where we can, like, insult everyone's chicks in it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, come on, man.
I love how he waited for permission.
20 episodes in, that's not Vash the Stampede. Girl, that's Vash the Stampede, come on, are you blind? Ugh. But other than that, yeah, she's okay, I guess.
She has tiny-ass guns. Get a bigger gun. You're Those wasting guns? All these...
No, she didn't need it.
You're wasting all these tiny guns.
She's not overcompensating.
You're wasting all the tiny guns.
Hey, you know what? I agree with you. She's a brown. She's a tan. She's my tan. She's my kind of tan. Yes.
What?
What?
I'm just saying you have good taste.
Thank you.
What? Fido.
I don't understand.
Fido, can you please say it one more time just so that all the fans in the back can hear?
I'm leaning in. No.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Meryl just is angry.
Yeah.
But she cares.
Yeah, she cares, I guess.
I can't diss her. She's a good character, but
she's angry. Like
she's
me.
Angry all the time and doesn't think rationally sometimes.
Me
and
either.
Also doesn't know how to express her feelings. What if that was the last
me
time?
Me either.
That, okay, well, you got a point there. I get. Well,
and she doesn't
my argument's
she doesn't
gone.
Write home. She doesn't write home to her family.
You're right. That's probably not correct.
Checkmate, Garb.
Got him. Now let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why Jessica is the best. Okay, so this was actually a five-way tie. So I initially was going to pick Brad. But then I said, well, now that Chuck did that cool he likes boys bit, I can't really do that. So then next on the list
it's not a bit.
Next on the list was Lena, and I wanted to pick her, and then I remembered she was 12, and then I said, no, thank you. I have better choices. Then I wanted to choose Dominique the Cyclops. You know, I love a woman who can keep me frozen in time, but only if my eyes
make
are
it last
closed.
Longer.
You know, I just decided, no, you're a little too fast for me. Then I decided Ram, but she's dead. I ended up picking Jessica because she can cook, she's loyal to her man, and she knows how to say no to another man. But she also knows how to get captured.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh no.
Come at me, haters.
She's like 16.
Oh god, I should have picked Dominique the Cyclops. Can I change my answer?
No.
Oh no!
I don't know. Jessica's pure-hearted, but she lives in space.
Okay.
But now she doesn't live in space.
We all live in space. Earth is in space.
She lives in the space between spaces.
But I live in a house.
I live in a space. Box.
In space?
In space.
Dude, well, we are residing inside a space. We are flowing in this space, but we are not.
Dude, my space.
Hey, Tom.
Guys, who wants to be part of my top 8 friends?
Not me, sadly.
Pino's number 1.
Oh god, I knew it.
Vash is number 2. Millie is number 3. Jessica's number 4. Vash again is number 5. Gerard the Completionist is number 6.
Oh god.
Stitch is number 7.
Who's going to be 8?
Stitch.
And 8 is my third favorite uncle, Jerome.
Wait a second. Where's Garb on that list? I didn't hear his name.
Uncle One and Uncle...
What's Fungus.
That? Uncle Fungus, thank you.
No, I don't know. Jessica's just eh. She doesn't get a lot of screen time.
You're right,
yeah,
but she can
get
cook.
She screen time.
Yes.
You know what? I can't argue with that.
She can cook.
She can cook.
As words of Garb when he talked about Sanji, you know, you gotta know how to cook, you know?
Because I can't.
Me too.
I eat out of the garbage.
I just make cereal, like I said last time. That was funny.
That's what I do too. It's like half my meals.
Dude, Captain Crunch all the way?
More like Captain Munch.
Captain Ginyu!
Oh, I gotta pose. Hey, my name is that Australian Ginyu guy. That's not his name.
Wait,
Space
posing.
Australia. Jace.
And then there's me, a weird fat green one.
Guys, Hold no, up. No posing you. Allowed in this club.
Too late.
I should commission.
I'll use my stand.
What's your stand?
Hermit purple. It's a bad stand.
Okay, Jessica's weak, but you know who isn't weak?
Me.
Yeah, I know.
My knees.
Dude, are your knees weak, arms heavy?
Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti.
But you know who likes food?
Millie Thompson, boys!
Dude, she likes donuts as well.
Dude, she loves donuts, she loves pudding.
She loves helping.
Yeah, she loves her family. She writes a newsletter called the Millie Monthly, which is fantastic.
I want a subscription to the Millie Monthly.
Guys, can we? Guys, that'll be our Patreon email that we send out every month. The Millie Monthly.
Hi, Billy Bob. It has a lot better of a ring than the Daily Fap.
Yeah, it's true. So I don't know. She's great. She knew exactly as soon as Millie saw her, she knew that Vash the Stampede was Vash the Stampede.
She's wise. She's a clever girl.
Of course, Meryl. That's Vash the Stampede.
She's very strong.
No, it's not.
And very kind, and I love her.
Oh.
Oh, thanks for the donuts.
You're welcome, Mr. Vash.
Is that your eating noise?
It's me, Cookie Monster.
Hey, it's me, Ernie.
Oh, wait, that's just Teddy.
Why did Cookie Monster sound like he was voring me?
Because he vores you.
Well, let me tell you why Millie is not a good girl.
Okay, go for it.
She's not loyal. She already loves Mr. Wolfwood.
You know what, though? I will take her under my wing, as I will help her through these troubling times.
I see.
But also, if we're going by the manga, she never met him. No, I think they met. No, they met, but they never had any
relations. Yeah, they had to have met.
Yeah, but they never did, like, the head on the shoulder things in the bus or anything.
That sucks. That was a cute moment.
That was a cute moment.
Yeah, and then, fell asleep and she was blushing, like, on the corner of the screen. I was like, aw, that's nice.
Me and then too, thanks.
And then she drinks.
Oh, yeah.
And she has a good time.
Yeah. Me too, thanks.
She's a strong woman.
She's very strong. She has a giant fucking gun.
And you know what?
Helped make
her well. She knows her place. You know what? Let me rephrase that. It sounded terrible. She accepted her fate whenever she knew she was late 20 times in a row.
Okay.
And she took the repercussion of having to wash the windows, and she took it with pride.
Okay. You're right.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay. She
knows that there are actions to her actions.
So, according to Meryl, Millie isn't the sharpest tool in the shed.
She is not, but that's okay.
I'm paraphrasing,
she loves Smash Mouth.
She was looking kind of down with her finger in her thumb. But you know, I guess the years start coming. They don't stop.
Do they ever not stop coming?
So much to do, man. So much to.
Dude, so much to see.
Well, you gotta hit the ground running.
Hey now. Millie's an all-star.
Millie is an all-star. You know,
therefore,
she wins.
That's for the sole email. The sole email person to
get your Vash on, Stampede.
All these knives on the floor, and Wolfwood
only shooting rams right now. Okay, Millie's great, and I love her. That's it.
We were like, she's good.
Guys, I can't believe we don't have a music record label already.
Well, I start mining diamonds, and I don't stop mining, and I don't stop mining, and I don't stop mining. I'm singing about Minecraft again. Let's try and not mess it up. Hey, no.
Okay, Garb, where do you take Meryl on a date? That's what I want to know.
We would eat food.
Understandable.
That's just gonna be our answer for all of them.
Pino, where would you like to take Jessica for food?
She will make me food.
No, Garb, where would you take Meryl food?
Donut store.
Okay, well, I'll take Millie Thompson to the snack fact. It's the snack pack factory where we
That's
can just
our snack
eat.
Food.
We can just eat fucking pudding.
Dude. Since the spaceship kind of crashed, we'll have to go to the bar
guys,
or something.
Guys, Millie Thompson knows how to play chess.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, remember she helped Wolfwood, and she's like, checkmate, bitch.
Oh right.
That was good. Okay, that's it. We did it. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Now, if you think we all have terrible tastes in Best Grills, you can send us an email, please.
Please complain.
Please.
I can't pay for human interaction.
In the complaint box. I don't check that shit.
I can't pay for this week's rent if you don't send an email.
Well, guys, if you want to send an email, you can email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
We'll promise Once to again, do better next time.
I don't.
funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com, where we might read it on the air, but we haven't gotten any. That's a snack food. Anything? So let's talk about some random shit before we get to this good old-fashioned ranking medanking. The manga is way different from the anime. We talked about that. Sub and dub are pretty good. Millie's great. That's
I
it.
I have a point. I have something to talk about.
Ew.
Remember at the beginning of the podcast when I mentioned how there was a drastic shift in tone in the first episode? What's interesting is that it wound back to being serious again. So, like, it started off acting like it was going to be serious, got goofy for a while, and then got crazy serious again. So, really, it was preparation.
Well, the thing is, like, though, like, within parts, though, they were serious. But overall, it was a very goofy movie.
One of us had to do it, okay?
I was like, wait, this isn't a movie. And then I heard, wait, that's Banjo.
Remember that? The Goof Troops?
Dude, guys, I can't believe that Vash the Stampede is Goofy from One Piece.
Gosh, Maxie, I'm going to be king of the pirates. Yahoo!
Someone mod Kingdom Hearts.
Gosh.
So Goofy has
Maxie,
Vash's hair.
I'm going to save the plants.
Oh, yep. Plant! Yep.
No, Goofy, you're not a plant.
Shut up, Mickey.
Shut your fucking shitty mouth.
There I go again, making
Why do I keep making banjo sounds?
Okay. Anything else that we got to talk about, Pino? Do you like to talk about things?
To go along with the serious thing from acting serious to being lighthearted to being serious again, can we all agree this is probably like the best face? In the whole series, like,
yeah, it was that. What for all those audio listeners, because Pino is bad at including you people in this party. It's the scene where the first gung-ho gun guy attacked and killed a bunch of people, and then he got really angry and he's like, and then he didn't kill him though.
Well, I mean, like, that was one of the faces, but, like, the face he made in prison before that, he's just, like, thinking about his past, and then apparently the face he made earlier in that episode that Millie was like, Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
This is a Vash. Where's my watch? But, yeah, no, that face, it was just so chilling, like, to just see a happy-go-lucky character suddenly just become so angry boys, and like,
dude, I love chili.
Welcome to Chili's. God, that face, like, really, like, that's when I knew something was gonna happen in the inevitable future that would ultimately make me sad.
Yep. You know what they did though with Vash's hair? They did a little bit of,
oh, you're right, they did that. And Knives did that to himself. Could you do that to yourself real quick?
Yeah, okay, guys.
Okay, ready?
Let me take off these headphones so you can... Let me just put it right here so the mic so everyone can hear.
All right. Nice.
There you go. Yep, okay.
I'm cutting my own hair because I'm superior. Eat it, Ram.
There, I did it, guys. I cut my hair.
Okay, serious question. Who else cried when Wolfwood died?
Me.
I got to describe you the scene. I was just sitting at my computer... someone's knocking my door. No.
I thought you were knocking on your computer.
No.
Is anyone home?
No, it's better.
Hello? Is anyone there? Someone? Wolfhard.
I will answer. I will tell my story as soon as you tell your story. I'll be back.
There he goes.
There goes my hero. Watch him as he goes. Dude, Wolfwood crying? Dying? I cried.
I didn't. I was shocked. I was definitely
not a happy boy. Did you cry?
No.
You have no soul.
I don't.
Did you cry at all?
No.
What? Garb, this is a serious issue that we're going to have to iron out these next couple episodes.
Don't worry. Oh, God, there's going to be one of them is going to get me. Just wait. I know. Didn't I teared up during one of them at least?
You had to, right?
Let me paint you a picture.
Like during one of the shows that we did.
Let me paint you a picture. That didn't happen. We could just put technical difficulties over it, and if not, this is going to be very awkward for me.
Nope, we covered. Don't worry, bro.
Okay, cool. Let me paint you a picture. I was sitting at my desk after I was watching an episode after my class. I don't remember what class it was. It was probably boring that I didn't. Oh no, it was after my midterm. I was sitting and I was like, let's watch episode 23 or 22 or whichever it was that Wolfwood was supposed to do cool stuff. I sat there. I was like, okay, he has a good standoff with his buddy. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, no, his buddy shot him. Ha, ha. He'll probably live through it because he's going to help. I'm going to the church. Oh, God, I just, ooh, I lost
and then,
it.
Then Take Me to Church by Hoosier started playing for some reason. I was like, wow, I can't believe they got the license.
Die? no, but, like, everything that Wolfwood said there, I was just... really made you think. He's like, I don't know, it was just I can't describe it, but like the last thing he said, I wasn't supposed to die like this. I was like,
yeah, no. he had so much to live for.
I know. And then he's like, I want to go to Eden, I want to see all the children, I want to see my friends.
Yeah. And then like, and then you see him like trying to get up and then right? His hand just falls
and he smiles when he dies.
He's with them now though.
No, they didn't die.
They didn't die yet.
He's watching over them.
God, they pulled the Gurren Lagann on me right there. I was
When he was like looking up on the cross and showed the different faces, oh, my heart.
I know.
Row, fight my feelings.
Spoilers for Gurren. It's just this. It's just like Big Bro.
Someone dies. Spoilers. I haven't watched Gurren Lagann yet.
We'll do it on the show.
We won't do it on the show.
Never. I control.
We're watching a Hunter x Hunter.
All 100 of them, produced by the same people, by the way, as Trigun.
Madhouse. Oh, cool. Well, maybe we'll take a break.
What a group of mad lads.
What a crazy, kooky bunch of funny boys.
Look at those ugly toes. What am I doing?
Fino, you can't insult Madhouse. They're sponsoring this episode.
I'm sorry. It was the first two things that came to my mind.
Pino, you are a piece of work.
He's a gift.
End the episode.
Hurry, rate. Do the ratings. Hurry.
Okay, guys, since we're at the end of the episode, guess what that is?
I'm glad you guys made it to the end of the episode.
We get to rank video games. This video game is Trigun. Garb, what do you give it?
I give it a solid... You know what? I'll give it a 4 out of 5. It was very good.
Wow.
Wow.
That's an 80%.
Wow. That's
You know what I give a 4 out of 5? The Slinky.
Wow.
There it is.
Wow.
I was waiting for it. I want to be annoying too.
I'm gonna be the same one. I won't do any noises. All that's left is a certain button to be pressed. There we go.
There it is.
As for my rating,
Pino, how about you?
One, I'd like to thank you for letting us watch this anime.
Wait a second! All you rated was your Slinky.
I'll rank my phone later.
This was a pretty good treat. I didn't want to cry, but I cried. I laughed. I cried. I died, and I lied.
What are we killing someone on this show off?
Yeah. Oh, what? Well, no, they're probably gonna kill me off. Wait, didn't we kill off like Chuck when he was drowning, or was it Garb that was drowning?
I was drowning.
Oh, we killed Garb off that one.
I'm a ghost.
Oh. Are you? Well, anyways, visuals.
Someone did Ghostbusters.
Visuals, pretty great. Pretty great. I liked it. Story, pretty all right. I liked it. Feels 10 out of 10 right there. Delicious. But overall, I think I'd give this a 4. I'd also give it a 4. 4 out of 5.
It's very good.
Yes.
It is.
Very cool.
I'm giving it a 4.3.
Ooh.
Because wow. I like it a lot. I really enjoyed this. I didn't think I would enjoy it as much as I did, but it was like a good anime that while I did try and watch it in like bulk, I ended up watching like 3 episodes at a time, then like waiting a day or so.
Understandable. I did.
And
the
it
same.
Worked like super well and I loved it, and it is a good show, and mm-hmm. it just made me cry, and it like did a lot of deep philosophical shit that you don't usually see.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I love me some girls singing songs, that doesn't mean it's philosophical.
Just because I like pirates that can't swim doesn't mean I can get jiggy with it.
Just because I like dudes punching dudes doesn't mean I like to not watch dudes shooting dudes.
Wait a second, but I'm the resident dude punching dudes expert on the opening.
But wait a second. Thank you for waiting a second. This was the Funky Anime Podcast.
Guys, we've been the Funky Anime Podcast.
What are we doing next time?
Oh, right.
No, I'm 7 years old.
What is the last one? This is
the last one. Garb, it's you!
Wait, it is?
It is?
You stupid
butthole. No, it's Plano.
It's me.
No, am I stupid? Am I the stupid butthole?
I think we've got a wiener.
Remember? Because whenever we did the random number, it was I was last. Okay, and I was like, of course I am.
What are we watching?
I know what we're watching. You need to tell us. You're the winner.
His name is Space Dandy. He's a dandy guy in space. We're watching Space Dandy, okay.
Yeah!
Nice voice crack.
Thank you. We're gonna get jiggy with it. We're gonna dance. We're gonna cry. And you know what? Maybe we're all gonna die.
Me too.
I hope you're gonna...
Well, guys, guess what?
Yeah, what?
I'm now sitting passed out in the bar because I drank too much. That's me,
oh,
Chuck.
No.
The person slapping me with a wet fish because they thought that would get me up quicker. That's Garb.
I was licking my hand, by the way. I wasn't ready.
And the barkeep wearing a nice pinup skirt. Well, that's Pino.
They don't pay me enough for this job.
He was ready for that.
And we are the three Wee Bros. This has been the Funky Anime Podcast.
Stop hitting him with a fish. Stop it. That's on the menu. Oh, God, I'm going to die.
Goodbye, everyone. Until next
guys,
time.
This has been a Funky Anime Podcast. Remember,
it's only downhill
stay frosty and eat cheeseburgers.
And peace and love.
And love and peace. And stay fapping, my friends. Mubba.